it's Dan, and in this video, I want to talk to you about the differences between Facebook ads and Google ads. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan. So we're just going to take the dog down to the vets again. Tried to have her bloods done yesterday, but she'd already eaten some food, and I didn't know that she wasn't supposed to eat food. So we're taking her down for another blood test today. She's not eaten, so she's barking at me all morning because she's hungry, poor thing. There's no explaining to a dog why you can't feed them, is there? Anyway, let's talk about Google Ads and let's talk about Facebook Ads. There's a difference between the two, okay? And it's really important that you understand this if you're planning on using either of these to do your marketing, because your business might not be the best type of business to advertise on Google, and it might not be the best type of business to advertise on Facebook. It just depends on your business. So let's give you an example. That's probably the best way of showing you this. So let's say you've got toothache. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. It is agony. You are fed up of it, and you're looking for a 24-hour dentist. Facebook ads, in that circumstance, is not going to work very well for you at all. Because what are the chances that you're up at 2 o'clock in the morning with toothache, and a Facebook ad is going to show up just at that exact time? Right? Pretty damn slim, I would say. Might do it, might not. We might be building community with those ads, but can you really build a community based on having toothache? Probably not so much. Let's say that then you go to Google. What are you going to type on Google? You're going to type 24-hour emergency dentist leads, let's just say. And there is an advert that pops up, and it says, have you got toothache? We are open. Click this link and give us a call. Or click the link to call, or whatever that happens to be. So you click the link, it takes you to a web page, there's the phone number, you pick up the phone, you jump in your car, you go get your toothache sorted out. Perfect, everybody's happy. But that's a really good example of one type of business that should be using Google pay-per-click and the same business that shouldn't be using Facebook ads. Like, you know, sometimes we say to companies, drive all traffic into a Facebook group. What are you going to do? Drive people who are interested in teeth and toothache into a Facebook group? Again, it just doesn't kind of work. And so, you know, we come across people and they phone us up and we're going, can you run a Facebook ad campaign for us? And we're like, yeah, of course we can. What's your business? It's dentistry, let's just use that example again. And it's like, actually, no, you don't want to. I mean, like, you can spend your budget on that if you want to do that. But honestly, you want to be getting people at the point of pain so that, it's very bright today, isn't it? So at the point of pain, so that when they are in pain, they pick up the phone and phone you, and you get them there and then. Let's take another type of business. Let's say it's a fitness business. A fitness business. Can you advertise a fitness business on Google pay-per-click? Well, yes, you can. And you'll probably get some results on that. But actually, on a fitness type of campaign, you really want to be driving people in, even to a Facebook group, or a free trial of some kind, and I'd suggest that on Google pay-per-click, you know. So if you put personal fitness trainers near me, for example, on Google, you could put get a 7-day free trial, boot camp style, whatever the type of fitness training is that you do. That would work quite well. That's a nice little offer to put out there. Or if you've got Facebook, you know, and especially in like January when people are making New Year's resolutions, people want to get fitter in January, you could run Facebook ads for all that, and Facebook ads are generally cheaper before January, after January or during January, because leading up to Christmas, everyone's spending money on gift adverts, and so Facebook campaigns tend to be more expensive in December, and then they tend to be much cheaper in January, for obvious reasons. So that would be a nice little campaign to run on Facebook. You know, either driving people into a group or driving people down to a free trial. And you could use that on Google as well. You've got to make sure you base your keywords properly. You've got to base your location properly. You've got to make sure you include the extensions on Google pay-per-click, if you know what that is. So you've got to make sure all of that is in place. But some really good examples there of different types of businesses. Say hello to Hannah, by the way, the dog. She popped up to say hello. These are good examples of different type of businesses and different types of campaigns. Now, if you've got a business and you're thinking about running a campaign, you, by all means, run it past us. Come and join us in our group and come and ask in the group and we'll give you a very good answer. But I see too many people just going out, running Facebook ad campaigns, that take them to the homepage on a website, and it's like, well, that's a waste of money. And same with Google pay-per-click, but just send them to the homepage, no special offer, no countdown clock, no, you know, 7-day free trial, no 10% discount voucher, nothing. Just sending traffic to a homepage, it just doesn't work very well. But, you know, people don't know what people don't know. They don't get to find that out. So they keep running ads, keep losing money, and then they say, well, it doesn't work. And they're right, it doesn't work. One of our other clients, we're running Facebook ads for him, and he's generating leads. And a lead is where someone's filled in a form, got a phone number, they've downloaded a guide of some kind or a report, and we've got targeted traffic running to that page, people filling it in, and they're downloading it, and then he's following those people up. And then generating a couple of leads every single day. That's what you want to be doing. You don't just want to be spending money for the sake of spending money and sending them to your website and not having zero leads. I get really frustrated with zero leads. I'm like, you know, it drives me insane. And it's like, once we know how to fix that and generate leads, it's a skill that takes an awful lot of trial and error, a lot of learning. And no wonder normal business owners can't do it, because it's taken us so long to learn how to do it. It's an art form and a science all rolled into one. It's very difficult to learn how to do. Anyway, I hope that's useful for you. A little bit of food for thought in terms of what to do when creating your campaigns. If you've got any questions, got any comments, just stick them in the box down below. We are very close to the vet, so I'm going to sign off. Say bye to Hannah. Hannah, say bye-bye. Woof. And we'll speak to you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Have yourselves a great day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.